I'm going to finish up this discussion with the Rambam. You know, let's only begin by clarifying one point that seems to have come up a little bit. Thank you very much. Just to dispel any kind of confusion, I've been trying to make a suggestion about the Rambam's view, and I've been suggesting different, you know, ways to explain, again, the Rambam's view. I'm trying to suggest that there's a pattern that suggests, number one, that the din of Ikareid and Mesira is something that is limited to Gittin, or maybe Gittin and Kedushin, something like that. But basically, it's a Gittin halacha, not a cross-the-board Shtoros halacha, which would make the Rambam different, even from the Rif, upon whom, you know, the position is built, for sure. That, of course, is important, but it's also not uncommon. I mean, we've seen this many times. The Rambam is impacted by, you know, the halachic culture that preceded him, and especially particular influential figures of the Gaonim, or especially, you know, of the Rif, even more so of the Rimigash. And but that influence often, you know, takes the shape of you know, adapting, or, you know, kind of you know, refining, in some cases in a significant way, in some cases in a more minor way, you know, what it is that they're saying. So the line of development and the connection on the one hand is clear, and on the other hand, the Rambam's independence and his own vision of things is also clear. That's what makes the Rambam, you know, such a pivotal and innovative, you know, figure in halachic thought. That doesn't mean he always, you know, changes or adapts, but sometimes he'll just take the position of the Rif and the Rimigash and is convinced by it. But it's not at all unusual to have that kind of, in general, for Chachmei HaMesorah, and most particularly, you know, for the Rambam. So the idea that the Rambam, you know, is operating with the same broad shita, even using certain terminology, and yet he is refining it according to his own particular understanding, and then, you know, filtering it across his, you know, self-contained, you know, Yad HaChazaka system, is very, you know, typical. Not each individual case is not typical, because there's so much Chiddush in it, but that's not unusual at all. At the same time, but what we're trying to establish in the Rambam is something that is very, very subtle, meaning that the Rambam, A, thinks that Ikar de Basira is limited to Gittin, or something like that, and that, B, you know, that has impact not only on the Eidei Mesira, and on some level, when you'll say Modeh Rabbi Elazar ben Mizuyaf Mitocho, even within Eidei Mesira, right, that, you know, things like Hirchik, etc. But even a bigger Chiddush, and that is that even when you are going the exclusive route of Eidei Chasima, that Eidei Mesira being Ikar has, you know, some transformational impact on that as well. Now, logic would dictate that that's not going to be for everything, because there are still physical differences between Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira, which we're not going to ignore. But the idea that in some of the applications, at least, it, you know, this idea would express itself, you know, in Mezuyaf Mitocho, and in other cases it would even elevate or transform Eidei Chasima alone, logically makes sense, and then you have to work backwards. But that's the key. You have to work backwards. We're trying to figure out the Rambam from within. And then the question why this should be so, that's the point I want to, you know, just make clear. The Rambam doesn't tell us. He, again, we're able to reconstruct, assuming that we're reading it right, and even that, as we know, the Magen Mishnah read it differently, and the Rambach and the Raivid read it differently, and but assuming there's a compelling case to reading it in this, I think, more unvarnished way, so then we can be confident, you know, about the general direction that the Rambam is taking, that Eide Chasima and Gittin work differently, you know, than they do, let's say, in you know, in Mechira or even in Avadim, and certainly in, you know, than they do in Milva. But the fact now to explain, like, you know, why that difference, you know, is consequential to these Nafka Mina, there the Rambam doesn't help us. Like, if we found some tshuva, or we could interview him, you know, or some line, you know, that would illuminate that, that would, of course, be better. What we know, if we're reading it correctly, is that there's a more than one way to understand the role of Eide Chasima, that might be influenced by the perspective of Eide Mesira being Ikar. But because we have already encountered in other Rishonim, or in some cases in Achronim, various different ways to formulate this. Again, the Ran being an example, and the Ra'ah being a different example, although a, you know, very closely connected one. Reb Chaim in different places, you know, being an example. The Nesivos and the differences within the Nesivos in different places being an example. So we know that, you know, even saying Eide Chasima Karsi, even for Rabbi Meir, but especially saying Eide Chasima Karsi for Rabbi Eliezer, you know, can mean different things. It can be an overemphasis on Ashvuy Yeshdara, or it can be exactly the opposite. It can be, you know, a virtual Eide Mesira, or I'm suggesting, you know, it might be also connected to the convergence of, let's say, Eide Kiyum and Eidos Hashtar, but again, in a way that, you know, emphasizes less what they're actually seeing and more, you know, what the Chefetz Shel Eidos, you know, in a virtual way is accomplishing. So if I'm suggesting that there's more than one way to explain this phenomenon, and in some respects, you know, maybe even different poles, like different opposite ways of explaining it, opposite but that are parallel, it's not that I'm trying to confuse, and I don't think that it detracts, you know, from the bigger idea. In this particular case, I don't think, without further evidence, that, you know, one can pin down further, you know, what the rationale behind, you know, the Rambam's, you know, perspective is. But whether it's, you know, let's say a Mahalach A or Mahalach B, both of them have strong, or if there were more, foundations in the Rishonim and in the Achronim that we have seen. And I think both of them are logical and explain the phenomena. So the inability to tell you that it's one or the other, in this case, I think, is just very natural to the nature of the material of what we're doing. Okay, so that is that's point number one. Getting back to all of this, I want to finish this off today and move back to some other things. So we were discussing the issue of Shar Shtaros, and I was suggesting that not only in the Rambam is Gittin unique, but in the opposite pole, it's possible that, you know, Shtare Milva, or anything that has a very strong interface between Raya and Kinyan, could also, you know, represent a you know, category for the Rambam. In other words, if we're talking about, let's say, Shtar Kiddushin, or, you know, some of the, you know, Avadim applications, and even then you could be Michalik, of course, because, you know, if we're talking about Eved Kanani, Kinyan, or Shechur matters, if we're talking about Eved Ivri or Ama Ivriya, of course, there are Iser and Mamon components in all of Avdus, without going into any details right now. But, you know, the sugyas in the second half of the first parak, you know, of Kiddushin, you know, about Eved Ivri and then about Eved Kanani, and the sugyas in Hashaleach, here in Gittin, you know, about Eved and a little bit Yevamos. So the, you know, the role, you know, in or the interface, as I say, or the you know, connection between the Kinyan Iser parts and the Kinyan Mamon parts of both Kinyan and Shikror, you know, and for Eved Ivri and for Eved Kanani and for Ama Ivriya, are that's part of the story, right? Unlike, you know, like and unlike, you know, Kiddushin and Gerushin, where clearly there are, you know, very important iser, you know, aspects that certainly override the mamon part. In the case of the all of avadim, but there might be difference between which avadim, and also, as I say, creating and ending. There is this question of iser and mamon, but either way, at the end of the day, we're talking about kinyanim. When we talk about mechira, you're talking about kinyanim and something that is purely dine mamonis. And then when you talk about a pure shtaraya, like you have like a shtar mecher, where the kinyan was through kinyan sudar or through chazaka or through kesef, there you have a pure shtaraya. And then you have yet another category, which is what I'm trying to focus on now, and that is milva, where primarily our instinct would have been to see it exclusively as a shtaraya, because you can have a milva al-peh, from a piron chov point of view, there's no difference between a milva al-peh and a milva b'shtar. And then the question, so that you would have thought that it's just about raya, and that the stronger raya, bolsters the ability, to accomplish gviya, both in terms of shtar chavyarim ayboy and shibudim. But in the end of the day, it's more complicated than that. Both on a, shtar chavyarim my boy level, for the reasons that we've discussed previously, and certainly from a shibudim level, for reasons that we also discussed previously, and again on Tuesday, namely that it's very possible that there's a kinyan aspect of that too. So what I'm trying to say very briefly, hopefully, is that in the range of these questions of shtar, and therefore the relationship between Ede Mesira, Ede Chasima, things like, Yochel Hizdayev, Hirchik, Shitin, Yochel Lachtom, Kera, Bezdin, and Kosaval Makak, and all these kind of dinim, it makes sense, even Beirosh, like it would have been predictable that you would be mechalek between these different categories. And what I've just tried to show is that subtly, you have like get here, and then you have, pure shtari raya there, and then in between you have a whole bunch of other cases. So, if we had all the time in the world, we'd just go through each of those categories very, very carefully and try to pin down as best we can, not just for the Rambam, but for other Rishonim as well. And we wouldn't be surprised if there are some differences. Although, most of the differences are going to be, parceled out to the bigger distinctions of Shtar Kinyan, Shtar Raya. Once you start getting into, Kinyan Iser, Kinyan Mamon, and what level, or, a Raya, but with a Kinyan aspect, etc., the differences are going to be more subtle. So what I want to zero in on at the time just today, just to finish this up, is to talk just specifically about the Rambam. I mean, we know already that, the Rambam treats Gittin differently in terms of the effectiveness of Edech Hasima vis-a-vis Kiddushin. We talked a little bit about the Rambam's treatment of Shtar Mecher. There's much more to say about all the Avadim, I say, is a very interesting category. But what I'd like to zero in on is a little bit more this contrast between the two poles, in a way, aside from pure Shtar Kinyan, that is Edim Besira, I'm sorry, that is Shtar Get and Shtar Milva, because there I think the role of Raya ends up impacting, even whatever Kinyan aspect there is, in the Shtar as well. And that's kind of what we were discussing. So what I was trying to show is that for the Rambam, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph and Beis, and again in Perek Chaf Dalid, it seems clear that there is a requirement, Chaf Zayin, sorry, Aleph and Beis, it seems clear that a davar sheyachal lehizdayev is a pagam in Edei Mesira, as well. And that, as I say, seems to be the opposite of what we encounter, in Gittin. As if in Gittin we're suggesting that, you know, even the Derech of Edei Chasima is refined in light of Edei Mesira being Ikar, then it sounds like what we're saying is that in Milva, even Edei Mesira, right, when you, because you can go that route, that's clear in the Rambam, not everybody agrees, but it's a huge machlokas on Rishonim. And Dafka of Haigon and Rabbeinu Chananel and many of them Paskin, that when it comes to Ashtar Milva, that it's not going to work the Edei Mesira for Shibudim. But the Rambam doesn't hold that way. But it seems clear that nonetheless, even though there's a Kenyan aspect, otherwise Edei Mesira wouldn't make sense, you know, for Ashtar Milva, that Kenyan aspect still becomes subservient, right, to Shtar Milva, you know, primary function, which is regarding the Piron, you know, and in that respect, it's a Shtar Raya. And maybe that's the reason why there is a din of Yochal Hizdaif. And indeed, the Magid Mishnah in Perakid Aleph of Hilasmah Bablova thinks that that's what the Gemara means when the Gemara makes its distinction on Chav Beis of a Beis. And this, of course, becomes an interesting litmus test. As we know, the Gemara in Chav Beis of a Beis suggests that, you know, because of Leman Yamdu Yamim Rabim, that we should therefore distinguish between Gittin and other Shtaros. And the question is, what's the exception and what's the rule? Is it, you know, everything but Gittin? Or, you know, is it everything but Shar Shtaros means Shar Mil? So, and the idea, you know, would be that the Raya aspect has to be more pronounced, maybe even where there's a Kenyan component, you know, in certain other Shtaros, because, again, it's dominated still by the principle of Yaman Yamdu Yamim Rabim, the Raya that it's going to serve. So the Magid Mishnah is suggesting that the Rambam's Shita of Yochal Hizdayif is rooted in the reading of that Gemara, which is, as we know, read, that Gemara is read differently, we talked about it at the time, differently by Rashi, by Tosis, by the Ramban, even by the, you know, other Mefarshim. But again, without going into too much detail, unless we get there later, it sounds like, you know, that might be the makar for Perek Dalad, Halacha Beis and Gimel and the Rambam. The Rambam saying if you go the route of Edei Mesira, then, you know, of course, you could have Ivar al Alacheres, al Davar Shiachal Hizdayev, etc. But in Malva Belova, you know, in having this view, which is not obvious at all, that even if you go the route of Edei Mesira, you need to have Yachal, Sav Shiachal Hizdayev. Here, if you look at, you know, Kiddushin, it's clear that in Kiddushin, you know, Edei Mesira, again, the Ram doesn't even have Edei Chasima in Kiddushin, as we discussed, you can write Alacheres. Indeed, that the whole sugya in Kiddushin Daf Tes, which again, some Rishonim understood, if you look at Tosis, we discussed this already, in Kiddushin Daf Tes Amud Aleph, so Tosis says, Tosis is troubled, that Gemara seems to assume as a Davar Pashut, you know, that, you know, cost, that you can write a Shtar Kiddushin Alacheres, you know, and Yachol, and Davar Shiachol Hizdayif. So it's like, how could that be? It's against the Sugya and Gittin and so on. The Tosa says, no, because the Sugya in Kiddushin, right, is Aliba de Rabbi Eliezer, you know, but in Ochanami, if you hold like Rabbi Meir, which would be another way of saying, or if you held like the Rif, and you use Edei Chasima, then in Ochanami, you know, the, you know, the Gemara would have said, you know, that you can write on Davar Sheyachal Hizdayif, you know, as well. But, you know, it's very possible that the Rambam understood that sugya, you know, very, you know, particularly, unlike, maybe he was troubled by the same question that Tosis was, namely, why is the Gemara, you know, so, you know, unequivocal about it? And maybe this is his way of, you know, that's part of the source or part of what led him to conclude that, you know, Edei Chasima actually do not work in Kiddushin if you hold. Again, for Bali Tosis, you know, it's they also don't have this option really because, you know, for them, Edei Chasima only exists for Rabbi Meir. They don't exist for Rabbi Eliezer. So, of course, you know, there's no, if Edei Chasima Karsi generally, that's certainly going to apply to Shtar Kiddushin. So then you have to say, oh, the sugya in Kiddushin is only Aliba to Rabbi Eliezer, but in Okanami, according to Rabbi Meir, it would be different. For the Rif of the Rambam, the idea that, in a way, the question is stronger, right? In the sense that, you know, it's not, what do you mean? So even Rabbi Eliezer should agree, you know, that if you go the Derech of Edei Chasima, you know, that you need Davar She'ena Yachol Lehizdayev, right? So the Gemara being, you know, so, unequivocal about, you know, this only working in this way, is in some respect even more, you know, problematic. On the other hand, the ability to say, ah, we see from here that that flexibility maybe doesn't exist in Kiddushin, you can't say that for Bali Tosis. It's just not nitan lehamer because, you know, where does that leave Rabbi Meir, right? He doesn't believe in Shtar Beit Masira. So if he's still going to talk about Shtar Kiddushin, it's got to be Beit Chasima. In which case, it can't be the Dover Shiachal is dying. But according to the Rif of the Rambam, right, as I say, the question is more acute because even for Rabbi Eliezer, the Gemara seems to be a problem. But the answer may be more profound. And that is, you know, that this whole Yesod of the Rif maybe doesn't apply in the case of Kiddusha. And that seems to be Shita Sarai. Again, it's not the way the Magid Mishnah and the Lecha Mishnah and the Kesef Mishnah understood it. They understood, as we discussed, you know, Divrei Rambam Aniyim B'Makom Echad V'Ashirim B'Makom Acher. You have to read it, you know, in light of Hilchos Geirus. That, and also with regard to Ksav Yado. But if you read the simple reading of the Rambam, and again, he doesn't seem to be shy to make the distinction, you know, when he wants to. And Hilchos Ishus is written before Hilchos Geirushin. And this was also the reading of the Me'iri in the very beginning of Kiddushin, says that the Rambam holds that Edei Chasima don't work in Shtar Kiddushin. The Marshal in Yom Shel Shlomo also understands it that way. The Gra in Evan Ezer understood it this way. So there's a lot of, you know, good company for reading the Rambam, you know, both with respect to Edei Chasima and Ksav Yado in a different way. But maybe it comes from exactly, you know, reading the Gemara that way. But I think this also just fits in very beautifully with the, you know, with the idea, again, that there's a kind of convergence, you know, on the Edei Kiyum and the Edei Hashtar level. But for the Rambam, maybe that convergence is limited to, you know, Ikare de Mesira bid, you know, begitin, in the sense that in Kiddushin there's only Edei Mesira, whereas in, you know, other Shtaros, the bigger point is that it's either, and there's no Ikar. So I just think that's how it works out for the Rambam. Anyway, so the idea of Leman Yom Durel Mirabim, and the idea of Yochal Lehizdayev, and all of that for the Rambam, meaning the exception of Yochal Lehizdayev seems to be mostly in Shtare Milva. And it's Stavka and Shtare Milva where even Edei Mesira takes a back seat to Edei Chasima, because although there is a Kenyan component, this is my suggestion, although there is a Kenyan component which allows Edei Mesira, you know, to work not only for Shibudim but for Shtarcha Yodim my boy as well, in the end of the day, that, you know, is Tafel, you know, to the Raya aspect. And therefore, you need Yochal Lizdai. So if this is true, so we should be on guard, right, also to, you know, to other Raya, you know, oriented dinim, and to try to figure out, you know, whether what the Rambam writes in Hilchos Geirushin, you know, is true in the other extreme in Hilchos Malva V'Lova, You know, and then of course in the middle, which I'm not going to do because I'm probably going to run out of time. You know, what about the avadim and the mechira and you know some of the other cases? So before I take your question, let me just add one other point. The Magid Mishnah actually in Hilchos Ishus, if somebody could just find that just for a minute, it's either Gimel, I think it's Gimel Gimel, suggests that the reason Edei Mesira, you know, works in Davar Sheyachal the Hizdayev, you know, for Kiddushin, is because Edei Mesira is Ikar. That's a fascinating, of course. Anybody have that line? But I'll find it. I think it's Gimel Gimel. It should be Gimel Gimel. And that Rambam Lacha Mishnah has that comment. So I think it's a fascinating comment, but obviously it's one which doesn't fit in at all. I don't think it's true, but anybody have it? Yes, okay.
The da she'in sarich she'yichtov b'davar she'in yachol is da'if v'zeo she'kasim rabino lemala al ha'ala v'chol davar she'yirtzeh v'hatam de'edi misira ikar b'kiddushin k'mo b'gerishin.
So again, this is just a great foil, in other words. Again, I think it is a Lechem Mishnah L'shitaso, who, you know, he holds like the Magid Mishnah and so on, the Kesem Mishnah, and that is that the omission of Edei Chasima and Ksav Yado, you know, in Hilchos Ishus, you know, is just a, you know, it's as if there was an invisible, but that's my problem with it, you know, Kemosha Ava'er, you know, Hilchos Gerushin, you know, saving a little bit of ink. You know, it's pashut that, you know, these are all the same dinim. So then but I think what's interesting about it, two things. Number one, he thinks that you have to say Edei Mesira Ikar to explain why in Edei Mesira it's kasher b'davar sheyachal hizdayev. Do you need Edei Mesira Ikar for that? Or do you just need to be going the route? Remember, the case of the Rambam is a case of Edei Mesira. Right? So, why do we need Edei Mesira to be... Let's say Edei Mesira is not Ikar. You know? This, like, could be... Why isn't that just like a regular... I mean, it is... Even in the Gilchus Geirushin of the Rambam, it's not an... The Rambam doesn't say Edei Mesira Ikar by Yachal Hizdayev. He just says by Medvar Mamurin. The diukim that we're zeroing in on are sometimes he says it and sometimes he doesn't need it. And sometimes he says it, you know, but he's limited to why Edei Mesira work. Sometimes he's expanding why there's no equivalent of Mesira Metoko. And sometimes he's even going so far as to explain how Edei Chasim alone are affected by this. Fine. But in Perek Dalet, the Rambam doesn't use, this is not one of the examples of Edei Mesira. So the Lechem Mishnah number one is assuming that you need the mentality of Edei Mesira Ikar to explain this. Where does he get that from? Why does he think that? But I think the answer is simple. I don't agree with it, but I think it's simple. Namely, in Hilchos Malva below that, the Rambam says that Edei Mesira doesn't work. B'davar sheyachal lehizdayev. Right? So the way I'm interpreting it is Chayni, you know, milva, where it's the opposite. And maybe the in-between cases, or even in the Gerushin case, with you don't really need Edei Mesira Ikar for that part, so, you know, it's fine and good. But the Lechem Mishnah's thinking, maybe, you know, that maybe Malva Velova is the default, and Gerushin is the exception, you know, but Kiddushin also seems to be the exception. So there, Edei Mesira Ikar. And maybe Mechira too, because Mechira also works. Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin. Right. So maybe, what is it, Shtar Kinyan, Edei Mesira Ikar? So that he needs it is interesting. I think that's, you know, issue number one, where I would take, you know, where I would disagree. And number two, that he's, you know, extending Edei Mesira Ikar for the Rambam, at least to Ishos, probably by extension to Mechira as well. So as a foil, I think it's very interesting. I should also add that there is an interesting discussion about the Rambam's view in Hilchos Avadim Perakei Halacha Gimel, Shar Shechur Eved Knani, Ve'ede Chasima. That does work in Ede Chasima. Again, there's no Ede Kiyum, in Shtar Shechur Eved, that makes sense. But there are some who are medayik in that Rambam. Shall I have it? Hey Gimel, about it.
Yeah.
Ketzad b'shtar.
Kozev lo alanir al cheres.
That's what is cheres? Davar shiyachal is dayik. Right.
Ariat ben Chorin, Ariat shel atzbecha, ein le'asikcha, yos b'zeh, v'nyin zeh shukov. So get shechor, mosel es eshtar b'fnei shnei eidim, o shahayu eidim chasumim bo, mosel b'ino v'ino, ariat zeh yatzel chayris. Shari gittim yod b'n kia.
Okay, great. What's the what is there to say about this Rambam?
Well, he says both eidim misira and eidim chayim work.
So it sounds like, and there's a whole discussion in this Rambam, I'm not going to go into the details right now, but there's a whole interesting para discussion in the Rambam exactly about our issue, about the opposite. Meaning, does the Rambam hold that when it comes to Shichur Eved Knani, that Ede Chasima are Karsi, even B'yachal Lehizdayev? Right? So then you would have, in Shichur, Ede Chasima are being treated somehow like Ede Mesira, without saying Ede Mesira Ikar. That in Gittin, it's Bamedvar Mamurim, right? And in Malva Velova, it's even Edi Mesira require Davar Shiyav Shali Hizdai. So that's an interesting question, or the alternative is that, it's so obvious, and that the first part of the halakha is about Edi Mesira. And of course, once you go the Edi Chasima route, then, you have to plug it in. But it is interesting, more than interesting. Again, if you're reading unvarnished Rambams, to be fair, you'd have to explain why Shichur Eved Knani, is even, treated more than, Ede Chasima in Gerushin, like Ede Mesira, without saying Ede Mesira Ikar. I don't know the answer to that question, but at least I know it's a question. Okay. Yeah, on the other side of it, I should just add, but this goes to the Buchach Mitocho question, that the Tur Beis Yosef, the Bach, and Simen Kuf Kaf Dalet, and this is following, again, the, Tosis Rid, the Ramban, the Tosis Harosh, and Beis Yom Kaf Dalet that we discussed, like, what if the Ede Chasima come, Lefaneinu, and they, attest to the fact, afterwards, in other words, that, that their signatures and that the document is authentic. That's, can you neutralize the problem or the chashash that is created by, Efshar Lehizdayev? So again, the more you think that, this is a Muchach Mitoko problem and that it's baked into the Hagdara of Ashtar Be'ede Chasima, the answer will be no. I mean, you could come and testify all. Eidei Mesira can come if they're both. But if you want an Ashtar Be'edei Chasima, the Eidei Chasima themselves can come, separately. But all that is, extraneous. If the idea of Ashtar Be'edei Chasima is, the Raya Shebashtar, and that means its independence, none of this is going to help you. Anyway, so that's a very interesting Rambam just to try to fit in. But we're not going to do that right now. Okay, so that's issue number one, question of Yochel Yizdayev, the treatment of the Rambam in different places, which, as you can see, is complex, and some of the Achronim, but again, certainly the contrast between Gittin and Milva. Next. So, Perek Dalet, Halacha Tezvav, and Yithru Yud Zayin. Right, let's go back to that one. Shai, what's that?
Have you seen that before again?
Perek Dalet, Tesvav through Yud Zayin. you could just go through it quickly. We did this already. This is one of the ones, again, where this is another Bedvar Amurim one, right? But now, in light of, you know, what we just talked about in terms of Yachal Hizdayev, you know, it might be worth our while, right? And the might is a little bit, you know, just for dramatic license. It would be worth our while, you know, to investigate the relationship between this halacha and Hilchos Malva and in Hilchos Gerushin, and to wonder, you know, about all the in-betweens. Ah, so what is this? We saw this one already. This is one of the Bemedvar Mamurims, right? Get Shemachak Bo.
Osa Teva, Osa Tala Ben Ashitin, Imitofis Kihayat, Tarizet Kosher, Viminatoras, Eno Get, Vim Hechzir Pirish, Visofa Get, Shaos Plonis Tuya, O Al Mechak, Filmitor Faget Kosher, Kashar Stars. Chain Get Shanimsa Karua Shetiva Arev.
Shetiva Arev, right?
Shetiva Arev. Shahu Karashel Basedin. Hareze get batel kishar shtaris aval im nikra v'eno kara shall base
it. It's a different kind of kara. That's something else. Okay. Nimuk o shahir kiv o shanasa
kivara kasher nimchak o nitashtesh upivoa shalo kayemes im yachal lihikaros kasher im laven. Okay.
So these are different. What is this? Would you have to characterize? How would you characterize it? The mistakes or things have to do with the quality of the ksiva on the get, correct?
Yeah.
How would you, let's say, objectively, you know, line that up with, like, in terms of anticipating, you know, with the Yachal
Hizdayev? Seems like the same then.
Very similar, although it might be even more acute in a way, right? Because there, the problem is that you have the potential to tamper. In other words, a ksav sheyachal hizdayev is on the. You could argue. I mean, it is. Can't argue. But the question: what are the implications? But if you had to define it, it's a tamper. You know, accessible. It's not a tamper proof, but a tamper accessible document. Correct. Here we're talking not about, you know, the capacity to tamper, which might, you know, undercut the, you know, independent, you know, compelling raya shabo. Here we're actually talking about a deterioration in the quality of the chefta shel get, right? Of the actual word. Some things are rubbed out, you know, there are mistakes in the get. So if anything, it's a little bit different. But the point is that if anything, it could be even worse, right?
Yeah.
Because it's not only tamperable, it's, you know, it's corrupted. You have a corrupted get. Now, of course, we also understand that, you know, the more, you know, you look to something as a raya, as opposed to, you know, just a mechanism, you know, that, you know, presented in the presence of Adim, you know, which gives extra stature, you know, is a kinyan, you know, so the ability, let's say the Adim, you know, to be playing a part or to know what it is, or that they, in theory, could come back and explain, or at least that their awareness at the time, you know, the more you look in terms of Shtar Kinyan and Adim Mesira, you know, the more this, you know, is going to be flexible, but not necessarily at some point. There still needs to be a certain integrity, right, to the Cheftza, right? So basically, it's in the same direction, it's the same kind of a problem, but as I say, it might be more acute. Okay, good. And what's Yudzayin? Well, without Yudzayin, we wouldn't be here, right? Which means, by what does it mean, the ads of Ein Sham Eidim Mesira? Why is that important?
Maybe if you had both, You might have thought you still go by Eidei Chatima.
You might have thought that if you have both, it could still, in theory, be a problem of
Mizuyah
Mitocho. See, again, it's so subtle in the Rambam, right? But this is his way of saying, and there's no Mizuyah Mitocho problem, you know, either. Right? So it's a real Bamedvar Mamurin. Right.
Aval. Im Yesham Eidim Shinimsar Lo Haget Vifneyam Nahaya kosher, areza kosher. Afa pishaya Torah forget on the chak of the shikino, shahaya karuash, shisiv, erev, kishanat, and labifne.
Oh. Okay. So the Rambam, when it comes to corrupted shtar as opposed to a tamper, you know, accessible, you know, shtar, like, you know, treats them the same way, basically. And there's mechaleg between Eidim and Sirin, Eidim Hasima, and there's no problem in either case, not in Mizdayif, and not in Kera, Mechak, you know, et cetera, and the Tashdesh, et cetera. There's no problem of Mizuyif Mitocho either. Okay, good. So the question is this so obvious? So if you look at the Magad Mishnah, you have it there, Shai? Halacha Yud Zayin. So what is the makar of this? He says it's a Tosefta.
Right.
And the Yerushalmi, you have that? The thing, at least here, yeah. V'chein getchen imsa karua, b'tosefta, b'safa mesechta, nikra, kosher, niskara, pasol, nikra, bokera bezin pasol, nimoko shehir kivo, shenasik kivar kosher, nimcho k'nitashte, shebavo shalokan, this is all a tosefta. Correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But then if you look, and then he says, Rabbeinu kasavdin, Atosefta v'inyanai v'inyano, right? Vadai v'psula get v'echshero v'chein b'nei Yerushalmi in Mizvayar.
Is you ever reading the Magid Mishnah?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's all. That's the Magid. That's the Magid Mishnah. Oh. Yeah. However, on the Bamedvar Mabur b'shayag hayahageh, previous I was still reading from. V'chein get to shenim tzakarua. When it comes to Bamedvar Murim B'shoyah get there, the Magid Mishnah makes the Hara. Go ahead. Yeah, then. Chilik zalo kosfu Rabbeinu.
Yeah. B'din shar shtaris. V'perik chav gimel mehilchot v'avalove.
Ah. That's exactly what we're interested in. Right? When it comes to Malva V'love, the Rambam doesn't make this distinction between Edei Mesira and Edei Chasima.
That's
where, again, he's saying that the makar of the Rambam's chiluk between shtar milva and get is from the Gemara in Chav Beis Amud Beis. Umizbar chiluk zeh b'divra beinu. Okay, you can get the basic idea. Then he points out that the Rajba disagrees, right? If you look, avlam yesh sham edim shenim sar get b'fneim u'kasher is a kasher sheni yochal ikros b'shas mesira in a kasher. A Rajba
zal savor she'af b'nikra kara based in b'shas mesira pasul u'batol.
So this is the Rajba and Gittin. I don't know if I gave you that one or not, but the one on Samach Dalid Amud Aleph. The Rajba disagrees with this psak of the Rambam. He says explicitly that even if you have Shtar Be'edei Mesira, if you have these kind of, this is Samach Dalid Amud Aleph. Yeah. He quotes around this Ul Inyan Get Mikura. Yeah.
Because of the Rambam, etc. Akan, right?
Yeah. Okay, that's not Arvid. Okay. Alpha Rambam Nirushakane Daito.
Okay.
Okay, then it says V'dibra Rambam beget min atosef
nehen. Min atosef nehen. Shekach shalom mitosef de v'shalim echilten. Nikra kosher nitkar apostol. Nikra bo kara shal beisten apostol. Nimo kosher herkiv o shasek bo kikivara kosher. Nimcha kosher nitashtesh v'vosh lo kayemes. Im yachol li karos kosher v'im la apostol.
Yeah.
Ela, lididi kosher li lamashe kosev agav zal shi im maser lo b'fnei edim apapish haya karua shetiva erev kishenosnu lo b'fnei yem kosher. She'ein divrei atosef de nirin yirin. Ela, Kevan shekaro ke'ein keresh el beizdin harei ze bato v'harei hu kecheres u pasul l'garish bo.
Yeah.
V'teida,
Anyways, right, you can skip a little bit, but let's go to the other lines. The Atu Solka Daita is very interesting.
The Atu Solka Daita in Sheim Hotzia Nir Chalak Mitachas Yadav Ba'amra De Gita Have Ksiv Be Mi Minas Vinan La.
You could use that to get married. I mean, it would be if the Eidim Masira said a blank piece of paper was a get. Meaning, there has to be some quality control, even if you hold Eidim Masira Karsi. El apostle Lagarish Bay, the Ain.
The Ain Torah get alav the Kasha Lagarish, but the Torah get alav Ka'amar. When the Kar Kershal based in Ain Torah get alav apostle Lagarish, but a field of Eid Messira.
Oh, so the question is how to evaluate this machlokas between the Rajba and the Rambam. So, on one level, you could say it has nothing to do with anything we've been discussing. It has to do simply, Kyle, with what? Would you say? If you want to disentangle it. I mean, there's another issue here. Zeroing on the Rajba's argument. No, I'm saying, is this about the relationship, the nature of the shtar, you know, Be'edei Mesira, or is it really about just what? Just about the quality, you know, how corrupted, you know, is this shtar? I mean, when the Rajba says, Atu, you know, if you give a Niyar Chalak, are you going to say that, you know, that they didn't see Rikarsi? Like it's risen and written on invisible ink, you know? So that's a little bit, you know, pushback. Inspires a little pushback. Meaning, there are two issues here. One is, how corrupt is this corrupt? And then the second question, the answer is if it's very, very corrupt, meaning it really doesn't consider the Chepsa Shal Shtar, even if you can, you know, it's not exactly a blank piece of paper, right? So no matter what you think about, you know, Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima and how much, you know, what the gap is between them and therefore what should justify, you know, again, you know, one view is Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima, there's not much difference. It's, you know, one is a written Eidos, the other is an oral Eidos. The oral is better for certain things, the written is better for other things. There's more leman yamdu rabim in the written. There's more, you know, flexibility and ability to clarify, you know, and to fill in, you know, if it's oral. But, you know, the Eidei Mesira are like Eidei Manishtar, or the Eidei Chasima are Eidei Manishtar. Or no, we're talking about, you know, two different mechayvim, two different perspectives, the Raya Shabo, you know, the independence of the shtar as opposed to the, you know, kind of the Kenyan and so on and so forth, so forth. But you could say, well, if it's bad enough, you know, Atu, then nothing's going to help you. Of course, you still need a sefer. You still need that there should be a certain level of Chepsa Shel Shtar. So if that's the argument of the Rajba and the Rambam saying, come on, don't exaggerate, you know, it could just be about that. However, if you take the view, you know, somewhat in between. It could be that what the Rajma really meant to say is not to compare Kara Bezdin or certain of these things to, you know, to a blank piece of paper, but what he was saying was, you know, for all intents and purposes, you know, the idea of Eidei Mesira isn't just, Eidei Mesira still needs a Chepsa Shel Shtar because it's Eidos Shebishtar. You know, and therefore, you know, if it's corrupt, not just corruptible, you know, it's nitan to tamper with, but there's a certain already quality erosion, you know, in the actual reading of the shtar, even at the moment when the Eidei Mesira are present for its transfer, you know, because we're dealing with a chafzah shel shtar, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, you know, then this is going to be a problem. Just like, you know, in shtari milva, you can't even write it on a yachal lehizdayev ayidei, you know, Eidei Mesira. So then the argument is more about, oh, so then is it possible there's a difference between the Eidei Mesira role, you know, and how expansive or how, you know, little you require, albeit something, of the quality of the chefta shall get, you know, in Gittin as opposed to Kiddushin, or the other way, or Avadim, you know, what about, you know, Shtari Milva? All that becomes, like, very important. So just, but the Magen Mishnah definitely points out, you know, he doesn't like the Rajba, he thinks it's too extreme. But what he does seem to point, what he does point out, which is relevant to us, is that in Hilchos Mahalva V'Lova, you have that there, Perek Chav Gimel Yadalet Chav Zayin Ches, the Rambam does not make the distinction. Chav Gimel Yadalet. Is that right? Chav Gimel Yadalet? Shtar Chav Sheniskara Kosher, Nimchako Nistashte Shimr Shumo Nikar Kosher, Nikra Kerabezin, Erez Apostle, Ezu Kerabezin, Shiva Erev. Here the Rambam says nothing about Eidei Mesira being different. That's Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Yadalet. And then Chav Zayin Ches is Kolam Mechokin Kulan Tzrichin Shiichtov Kiyumeim B'Sof Ashtar V'Yomar Os Ploni Omila Ploni Soshita Plonis Al Mechak O Teluya V'Kol Kayim V'Mayim Mechak V'Mokom Shari V'Kayim. Right, ubeshiur sharu v'kayim, apa b'shachaz v'kimo, pasul shema mechako v'kasav davar sheziyef v'chaz v'kimo v'rebach shebein aksav v'ha'edim. Again, what's missing here? Ma'medvar ma'murim. Even though the Rambam clearly holds both in Perek Yedalef and Perek Chav Zayin, right, that a shtar milva works bein b'shtar bein b'edim mesira bein b'edim chasiva. So the bigger ha'ara of the Magid Mishnah is totally correct. On the other hand, the idea of the Amagin Mishnah that it's exactly Yochel Izdayif is problematic, because the Rambam, not in Hilchos Malva Velova and not in Hilchos Gerushin, you know, neither place does the Rambam actually group them together. I mean, if the Rambam thought that this is all a din directly of Yochel Izdayif, then he should have, you know, either put Halacha Tezvav through Yud Zayin, you know, together with Gimel, what is it, Beis and Gimel, or put Beis and Gimel with, you know, with the other ones. And the same, he doesn't. And in Hilchos Malva V'Lova, he also has Yochel Hizdayif, you know, in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Beis, and again, Chav Zayin, in the very beginning. But he has Chav Gimel Yadalet, Chav Zayin Ches. So obviously the Rambam thinks these are not exactly the same halacha. He doesn't think that, you know, these are exactly the same. But the idea that there's a pattern, namely that in Shtar Milva, even Eidei Mesira seems to be treated with the chumras of Eidei Chasima, and that that is the default, and that, you know, it's almost like, again, I'm not, you know, I don't want to, my whole point is to try to understand and read the Rambam and, you know, what he says. So I don't want to add words, but what I'm suggesting, it's almost like the equivalent of saying, you know, the Shtar Milva, Ikar, you know, Ikaro be'edei chasima, you know, almost the opposite of the way he formulates Inokus Gevishim. So that is a second example. Good. 1 second. And again, what will be in Kiddushin and in Eved and in Mechira about these issues? This is a little bit more unclear. Okay, next. Hirchik Shteishitim. So we talked about that already. Perek Aleph Halacha Yitches. There the Rambam is Mechalik, again, between Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima. But as we noted a few times, there he finds it necessary, instead of just saying Bamed Dvarim Mamurim, there he does find it necessary to say Eidim Asir Ikar. What the Lechem Mishnah does as a Chiddush, A, because it's a Nuchas Kiddushin, B, per se, about Yochal Hizdayev, meaning connected to Eidim Asir Ikar, the Rambam actually does regarding Hirchik Minaksa. So here it's noteworthy, again, if you look at the Beis Shmuel in Evan Hoazer, Simin Kuf Lamed Gimel, I don't think I gave it this specifically, but I'll just read for a second. Kuf Lamed Gimel. So he asks this question again. What about Milva? One second. This is, I believe it's Gimel. Yeah. Yishkolkim, etc. Kenu Dasa Rambam. Kosha Lama Chaber Lama Pasak Bechoshen Mishpat. Simin Memhei. Imbir Chiku Beis Shitin. This is the round he's asking about the Shulchan Aruch. The Lochilik Beinim Eidim Mesira Befaneinu Lebeinim Leika Eidim Mesira. The Yosar Kosha Lama Rambam. The Sfila Arfila Begitin. Dai Beida Chasim Alabad. Umikomokom pasak perak aleph halacha gimel imyesh edim asira kasher chas whatever chas imyesh edim asira kasher the sham right the hilchos malve posel the efshar b'shtara shiny the beinon she omed liyamim rabim bimta ha'ed b'chasam yosef ben shimon v'aviv ha'yeshmo Ruvain, Bechazav, Bechazav, Yosef, Ben Ruvain, Bechazav, Bechazav, B'Shem, Rambam, the Apostle. Okay, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. Basically, the Beis Shmuel is asking, right, why, again, if you look at Perek Chav Zayin, Halacha Dalid, the Malva below that, right, Eidim Sheim, Ruchakim, Minaksav, Shnei Shittim, Apostle. Pachas mikan kasher. Shtei shitim shomer b'ksav yidei edim, lo b'ksav yidei sofer, shakala mezuyif ein holek akar sofer, alakar edim, shnei shitim elu ein vaviron, etc. What's missing? There's no b'med varim amurim. Okay? So, not in Mizdayef, and not in Kerabezdin, Mechak, Netashtesh, etc., and not in Hirchik either, right? There does seem to be, this one the Magid Mishnah doesn't point out, but this one the Beis Shmuel. Again, if you look at the Torah's Gittin in Evan Hoezer there, the Kilos Yaakov, what it's called, he has a discussion and some interesting things to say about this. It's interesting that the Lechem Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Kesef, Yesha, you have that? In Gerushin, compares it to Yochal Hizdayev. Is that right? Second. Do you have it? We'll see if we can get it first. Perek Aleph Halacha Yudches. If you look at the Lecha Mishnah, second, he has like Maduros here, right? One second. Oh, here it is.
Yeah.
You have the line?
Near the third line.
This is Madura base, right? I think. Yeah.
I don't know if they have those on. He says something.
Number one, he's saying it's not Mizuyif Mitoko. Okay. The hat, why? The Vadai Davar.
Number Shiachal is Dayab.
So he's basically suggesting the reason there's no Yochal Hizdayev is why. I'm sorry, there's no the Modra Blazer Mizuyef Mitocho is because it isn't Mizuyef, it's Yochal Hizdayev. That's an interesting perspective, right? Even though it's more than that, because it's like an open invitation. It's one thing to say, you know, the Yochal Hizdayef of the quality you know, the paper or the material upon which the get is written, you know, that's one thing. And you know, hirchik shnei chit, you know, shnei shitin, you know, it's not kerabezdin or mechak, you know, but it's more than yachal hisdayev, right? I mean, there's something objective, not just the quality of the surface, you know, but there's something like, you know, almost like screaming out, you know, for a ziyuv, right? So, but he says, oh, it's the same thing. Go ahead. It's like niyar machuk v'diftero.
I forgot the yachol ahosif alav tnai migamakum kosher the kotz bin adavar sheyachol is dayev k'depasak arav tarek dalit.
It's the same as dalit base. But as I was saying before, I don't think it's the same thing, because otherwise the Rambam would have said, you know, ikarei masira there too, which he doesn't. He only says it here. That's his way of saying it's not the same thing. It's a bigger problem, but you need a bigger solution for the bigger problem. But either way, okay. Kiva de Edim Asirika, go ahead. Okay, so the whole point in this, again, he goes on and on, but basically his suggestion is that hirchik is identical with mezuyah. So what the Magid Mishnah says about kera bezdin, mechak, tishtush, right? The Lecha Mishnah is saying about hirchik, except I think it's not correct. In the end of the piece, he does admit that it's worse than mizdayev. Right? We have that line? We will lie to Spirale. Do you mind to go in a second? No, I'm not finding it. The Dilma Ziyavte, Adasil. Yeah, you have it?
Avala the Rabbios Pakaris of Sos Mikopla, but Alif Tirits, the Shiny Hawk of the Hirtek Demachir Mishum da Piso Nikra. Avalhani Paragimel in a Piso Nikra Domin, Demiyada in Paschal Shmaolo.
Right. Okay, so what, meaning, again, what he's trying to suggest is what? Yitzhak.
That these would in fact be different because it's a visible soul.
Right. So again, once again, let's also just point out what I said exactly, what I'm just, you know, is following through. But the Rambam doesn't have this halacha together with Yochal Yizayev. Right? One is in Perek Aleph Halacha Yudkes, and the other is in Perek Dalet Halacha Beis, and Gimel. Again, in the end, the Beit Shmuel says, Shaini Shtar Milvan Tzorek La'amod Yomer Rabim. But, as I say, in the language of the Rambam, it's clear that it's worse than mezuyah. So this, again, is part of the pattern, and in the fact that in Dine Mamanis, the Rambam doesn't make the chiluk, works perfectly as well. Let's do one more before we just make one other ha'ara, and that is Edim She'enim Echolim Lachdom Beget V'Shar Shtaris. Okay. So let's try that. Yitzi. Yeah, this is the Gemara for a minute. That's the Gemara in Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Right, the Gemara here in Gittin, Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Right, a lot of these, you know, issues that we're discussing now, again, are across the second parak, which a lot of you are learning Bekiyas, and maybe we'll get a chance to do some more of these Gemaras later. But, you know, we've done a lot. Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Chaf Amud Beis, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Beis, Chaf Dalet. What's that?
We're flying.
Yeah, and maybe we should slow down a little. But, you know, it's all interconnected. That's the point I'm trying to make. But, what do you have there? Yitzi. You saw the Gemara?
Yeah.
So what is the Gemara? So the Gemara says Itmar, right?
Yeah, Itmar.
What is that? They don't know how to sign their name, right? That, you know, but that was not an uncommon, you know, phenomenon even till very recently, you know. So yeah, you know, yeah. What is that? They still like scratch out, like somebody else would do that, and then they'd fill in this. Oh, it's their signature. But of course, the reason I'm asking you is, like, what is it and what isn't that? I mean, it is something, but it's not a proper ksiva, and certainly not an identifiable ksiva, right? I mean, it's not exactly the same as the Rabbeinu Simcha problem, but. Right, I mean, Rabbeinu Simcha's suggestion of, oh, can you have, you know, chasim al yedei shlichus? You know, it's somebody else's really form. You know, like, you know, if I have bad penmanship, so, you know, if I'm being, and I do, so if I'm being like mikareya, you know, so for somebody else to fill in the dio, you know, so he's, you know, the victim of my bad, you know, skill. Right, I mean, it reflects my. Identification more than it is, right? So if there's a formal, you know, he's doing something, you know, but again, it's not exact. It's better and it's worse than shlichus, you know. But it, okay, go ahead, Shmuel Amar. Of course, like the charm of some of these early Gemaras in the second parak is that they're all about, in general, the you know, the broad category of ksiva, right, and the relationship between ksiva saget. Because it says the kasav law sefer krisis, it's a sefer, you need ksiva. What about choktochis, you know, and chokirechis, and what about psab al gabe ksav, right? And what about milui karoim, or what about, you know, do you need dio, you know, or can you have, you know, lesser, you know, quality, you know, ink, etc. So the hagdara of ksiva in ged, as opposed to Sefer Torah and Megillah, you know, and Hilchos Shabbos, you know, and Kol Torah Kula. That's a lot of the, you know, very fascinating. And hopefully, we'll be able to do a little more of this. But some of the gemaras in the beginning of the second parak are very relevant, you know, to the broader question of how ged fits in as a ksiva and as a sefer. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. So this is all relevant to that. We're not going to get involved in that right now, but this is like, you know, like invisible ink or lead or tracing or like, you know, very interesting issues. Yeah. Rabba Bo Omar.
Okay.
Right, because part of the problem here would be is the problem of ksav al gabe ksav, which I do hope we'll get to at some point. A really interesting and important question. Okay. Rav Papa Mar Baroque, right?
Ooh.
Ah. So now this is important, right, Yitzi?
Right. Yeah.
Meaning a chiluk between ksivas haget or chasimas haget and chasimas shar shtaros. So if by now our, you know, sensitivities have not been raised, you know, there would be something wrong, right? Yeah. Meaning, what's the difference? Is it going to be Doraisa? Is it going to be Drabanan? You know, is this going to fit into the pattern or not? Right? Each thing has to be analyzed in its own way. But we're now being told that these aids to kind of supplement or to substitute or compensate for the inability to properly, you know, sign in a way that is personal, right, and that reflects raya, we'll call it, you know, that there's a difference. We're being more flexible in Gittin than we are in Shar Shtaros. Okay? Okay, why? I mean, how do you know it? Fine. So first of all, Nagde Rav Kahn is fascinating. There's a machlokas harishonim, right, on v'nagde Rav Kahana, meaning it's puzzle or, oh, we're just very upset, you know, and we're, you know, not going to allow this kind of shoddy, you know, standards in Shar Shtaros. If it means nagde only, you know, not in addition to puzzling, you know, we're upset, If it only means Nagde, so this Gemara loses, you know, its significance from what we're interested in. Because basically Gemara is saying, b'dieved, it works everywhere, but we're, you know, we're just not going to accept it in some place, or we're going to, there are consequences in some places and not another. But according to the Rishonim, and we'll soon see, there's certainly Shitas Rambam, that think that Nagde doesn't mean that only Nagde, but it's also Nagde, I mean, but it's Pasul. So, wow, this could be, we have to think, we have to be careful. Okay, go ahead. Tani Kibase. So here it sounds like that it doesn't work. Right? Yeah, then the Gemara says a little bit, Karya, but we still don't know why, what the difference is between them. Not yet. Go ahead. Mandakarshima, right? That's also a very interesting and important issue, right? If Edim, you know, do they have to be able to read and understand the document that they're signing, or can they rely on, you know, this is like an issue in Ksuva, you know, people sign Ksuvas, etc., or other documents, to how independently do they need to understand it? It's a very important issue. Halacha l'maisa, it's an important issue, and obviously it reflects a lot. Yeah, go ahead. Right. So why? What is? Yeah, go ahead. I'm Rabbi Lazar. Oh, okay. And then the Gemara says, "Hello, we do a paskin. We don't paskin like that."
Right.
Then we'll leave that for now. Okay, good. So we have a distinction regarding yachal or ein yachal lachtom, right? And the Gemara says mechalik between gittin and shar shtaros, but the Gemara says mishum aguna. Now, whenever you have mishum aguna yikilu, you know that is very tricky, right? So you know, even before we get to the Rambam, which is, I think, going to change everything anyway, but before we get to the Rambam. Right, there are, you know, one way to explain Mishum Aguna Hikilu, like if this whole thing was a Dindurabanan or like a preference, even if it's an insisted upon, you know, preference, you know, so you could say, you know, there are very good reasons why we should have high standards for Chasimas, Edim, and Shtaros. Obviously, that is very, contributes to the rigor and the reliance, you know, upon the system, the confidence in the system, you know, standards in the system, et cetera, et cetera. However, it's not a din d'oraisa, and sometimes there are other, you know, exigencies, you know, that override that, including, you know, mishum aguna hikilu rabbanon, like this is the only way to get a get, you know, and she's going to be stuck otherwise. So, you know, we're going to be more flexible, you know, under these conditions. Din imaminus, you know, it's a, you know, they'll have a, you know, one less $1 million, you know, in his bank account, you know, nunu. But basically, that's one way to look at it. Or, you know, typically. Or, you know, on the contrary, this is a din d'oraisa, you know, this is a definition, you know, but sometimes we say mishum aguna, like almost like a, you know, an afkin rabbanon le kiddushin minei, you know, kind of an idea. We have that as well. So, you know, some people think, the nemanus of Misa Sabal, of Isha and Misa Sabal, is Mishum, you know, Aguna. There's a debate whether that, you know, is kind of Afkinu. So it's a very fascinating Gemara, you know, no matter what you say. Okay, what is the Rambam's take on all of this? What does the Rambam speak about? You have it? Aleph, what is it? Chaf Gimel? He says what? Okay, but more than that, right? Edim shechosmim. So far, so good. Okay. Okay.
the rope with the yotzebah, the davar she'in rosh
mishumah. Ein mishumah miskayim.
The hein kos that al roshem.
So you could do this kula, right? And he himself, in Hilchos Geirushin, tells you that this is not true in Shar Shtaros, which is not, you know, again, it's not tamua in any way, but, you know, he could have waited it out, you know, just to write it in Hilchos Malva Velova or other contexts, right? So it's curious, not difficult, but curious that the Rambam is telling you here that this distinguishes, right? The Eino Simchein B'Shar Shtaros, Kalhu. Okay, stop. So if you stop there, I mean, not stop really. If you stop there, okay. So it's interesting that the Rambam, you know, tell. But it's not difficult at all. I mean, that's a 50-50 proposition. You know, even in terms of, you know, predictability, whether he would say it here or just leave it for there. But then comes the spectacular, or maybe not. Then comes the next line. You'll tell me what you think. Okay, Hoil. Woo! Does it say that in the Gemara? Absolutely not. Right? The Gemara just says Mishum Aguna, period. The Rambam's adding Hoil v'chasima sa'edim beget midivrayim kemosha bi'arnum. Which sounds like, I mean, we know it is true that the Tikkun Olam is the midivrayim. Right? So there are, again, first of all, it's already Bechudash, but there are also two ways to read this Rambam. Right? Itzi? What are the two possible ways to read the Rambam? I mean, either way, it's a Kiddush. Well, it's true that Chasimos Eidim Mishum Tikkun Olam is Medivrayim. The Gemara does not say that that is connected to, and the, you know, reason for the Mishum Aguna. Obviously, this downgrades the Mishum Aguna in a very considerable way. But it's not in either of the ways that I said. It's not a kind of afginu, for sure. But it's also not, the whole thing is only, this whole din of chasima is only a din derabanan, and Mishum Aguna kilu. No, this whole din of chasima is derabanan, right? Mishum, that chasima se'edim get b'divrayim. That doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere. Like, this Gemara is not Aliba de Rabbi Meir? Doesn't say that in the Gemara. But now the question that remains, there's a factual question that remains. What's a factual question? There's still two ways to read the Gemara. Yeah. Exactly. Is the Rambam saying here that, however, if there were only Eidei Chasima here, not Eidei Mesira, which, do they work according to the Rambam, of course, that's Perek Aleph Halacha Tesvav, right? A few halachos earlier. So then this would not work? It would be like Shar Shtaros. Or more than even the Shar Shtaros, maybe. Correct? Is that what he's saying? Or is he saying even more spectacularly, what? That even if you use the Eidei Inoch, it doesn't matter whether you go the route of Eidei Mesir or Eidei Chasima. What we're really saying is the equivalent of Perek Tes, Halacha Chav Zayin, or the way I'm reading it. Meaning, because in Gittin, Eidei Mesira are, he doesn't say the words here, Eidei Mesira are Ika, that's why I'm not sure. But is there so much, when the Rambam explains that Eidei Mesira is Iker for the very first time, right, which is in Perek Aleph, Halacha, what is it, Tezvav, right, it's in context of what? It's a few halachas earlier. Of saying Takonis Chachamim, it's very interesting, right? Takonis Chachamim hu, sheyu Eidim Chosmim alaget. Shema Yitain laget, benim saget shebiyadach kicheres, Lefikach tiknu sheyaidu mitocho, and then he says afal bishayidu mitocho nosa bifnei shnayim. Still better, right? Sheikar agerushin beedim esira. So when he says she'ikar agerishin be'edei mesira, does it only go on the lechatchila, or is he trying? Is it part of? I mean, it's not hard to read. The Rambam is explaining this whole idea that edei chasima, you know, preferably are only mishum tikkun olam and nothing more, right? Like, why say it that way? I mean, why say it that way? Because the Mishnah says it that way. But you didn't have to write it that way. I mean, you could have said, you know, we hold like the Rif. And the Rif holds that Edei Mesira and Edei Chasima are equal. If you have Edei Mesira, you should have Edei Chasima anyway. Right? Mishum Tikkun Olam. Right? But that's not... But there's another reason to have Edei Chasima in a get, because Edei Chasima are Garsi. Why not just say Edei Chasima work and Edei Mesira work? If you go the route, we prefer you go the route of Edei Mesira, you know, and even then have Edei Chasima because of Tikkun Olam. You hear what I'm saying? So I'm just wondering, even though the Rambam does not say in Perek Aleph Halacha Chaf Dalet, is it Chaf Dalet that we were just reading? Or is it Chaf Gimel? Chaf Gimel, sorry. Yeah. Now, it is, he doesn't say, you know, because Edei Mesira Ikar, but he does say Kamosha Biarnu. Now, of course, Kamosha Biarnu goes back to Perek Aleph Halacha Tazva. So Kamosha Biarnu in the narrowest way, meaning that it's Mishum Tikkun Olam when you have Edei Mesira, or why we Meirosh characterize something that works in 50% of the cases as Tikkun Olam, because of the bigger idea that Edei Mesira is Ikar, and therefore, instead of presenting Edei Chasima as a 50% alternative, you know, we present it as a, you know, as a backup for Edei Mesira, and a backup if there are no Edei Mesira. So the Kamosha Biarnu is another way of saying the equivalent of Edei Mesira Ikar. Yeah. That there really are. Yeah.
What's the
I guess on the that's a good point. The Tikkun Olam. Maybe why the Tikkun
Olam at all?
Maybe why the Tikkun Olam? I think two things. Number one, why the Tikkun Olam is not Ma'akev, maybe? Why they didn't on a psul level, on a psul drabanan level. Or, what do you mean? Why can't there be? They could have said mishum tikkun olam and it's ma'akev b'drabanan.
I mean, if we even come in front of us with a get,
yeah,
and you don't even get, we can divorce.
Yeah, because we're saying the tikkun olam is not. This is where we're saying that.
No, but why would we have them? Why do we have them sign at all?
Why do we?
Why do we have them sign at all?
No, because there's always been, if they're kosher, edim,
and
what's the benefit? B'dieved, mishumaguna, we're even using this as tikkun olam for Raya. That's a huge benefit. If she wants to remarry, right? So are we going to rely on these Edei Chasima? Are they going to be ksherim le'inyan Raya or not?
Isn't your read of the Rambam that the only reason there's a Raya, the only reason there's a Raya is to get...
Yeah.
But
you're asking if you read the Rambam the way I prefer not to read it,
yeah.
But which, by the way, I believe is the way the Lakha Mishnah reads it. Let's go back for 1 second. I hear a question. I'm not sure. I have to think about it. Right. My preferred way to read the Rambam is the other way. Right. But I hear it. I hear what you're asking. Lakha Mishnah, anybody have that? Is it Lakha Mishnah again? Yeah.
The last one.
What does it have? You have it?
Yeah. Hova chasima sa'id and begem et divrayim. Chomar, dera bonan hu detiknu, mishem doma maise edi misira. Avala olam be'inon edi misira. V'yim kain. Kivon de'ino ala takana, mishem doma maise. So baha yikilu, avu be'edi chasima l'chod. Vada desfira le'le rabbeinu dehu medor. Raisa kem vivor l'mal.
I mean, it would be possible in a Torah. Yeah, that's a Lechem Mishnah's read. So you're asking, according to the Lechem Mishnah, if it's possible with Divrayim as Ede Chasima alone, that that should be true on the Raya level too. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
And therefore, there should be no benefit if you have such Ede Chasima, there should be no benefit of Tikkun Olam even. That's what you're asking. That's a good question. You know, would I try harder to defend it if I didn't, if I, you know. I hear the question. I'm not sure. Let me think about it. I think it's a really good question. Anyway, my preference in reading the Rambam, not because of that question alone, but also just, you know, consistency in the Rambam and so on, is that this is like Tess Kavzayin. Here the Rambam saying, you know what, the Ede Chasim and the Kamosha Biarnu, and going back to Perek Aleph, Halacha Tesvav, it's a better read in Aleph Tesvav too. Meaning, why is the Rambam presented that way in Aleph Tesvav? This is, again, but just to make it clear, well, I'm going to stop in a minute. There's nothing wrong with what he says in Aleph Tesvav per se. But it isn't the, when I first read it the first time, it troubled me, I will say. Meaning, once you hold like the Rif, right, you wouldn't think that that would be the most efficient way. You know that he holds like the Rif, pretty much. You know, only in Halacha Tezayin, when he spells it out, that if you have Edei Mesira Psulim or B'dieved, you ignored the preference, you know, it would work. Why not just say, you know, that, you know, we paskin Edei Mesira Karsi, but of course Edei Kasima work as well, right? But if you go the route of Edei Mesira, but number one, we prefer, no, I would say, but if you go the route of Edei Mesira, you should still have Edei Chasima Mishum Tikkun Olam because of the Raya benefit. Moreover, we prefer that you do it that way because Edei Mesira is Ikar. But that's not the way the Rambam presents it. Right. So when he says Kamosha Biarnu, in addition to the very good question that Baruch is asking, according to the Lechem Mishnah's reading, remember, according in the end of the day, you know, the Rambam, if you read like the Lechem Mishnah, right, so there's really no difference between Shar Shtaros, right, and, or it's very, that's what you're asking, what do you, where's the, there's very little difference between Shar Shtaros, except for maybe the Lechatchila of the Tikkun Olam, but then you get, run into your question, but why does it work? I hear. Okay. In a way, this is a little bit what the Rajba, just give me one more minute because I want to finish this off. So, according to Lechem Mishnah, there's no fundamental difference at all. If you look at the Beit Shmuel, by the way, Simon Kuflamet Sivkotches, he paskins like this as well. Namely, quote, meaning Rambam is quoted, and he says, if you go the route of Edei Chasima, then the get is going to be bought under these conditions. Oh. But, once again, the Rambam didn't, it's not even like Hirchik, you know, Menaksav, Perek Aleph Halacha Yudches, where it's clear in the Rambam that he's mechalek between the derech of Edei Chasima and the derech of Edei Mesira. It's certainly not Bamedvarim Amurim, right? That's why I'm suggesting that the emphasis of, oh, because Ede Kasim are Durabanan, are Mishum Tikkun Olam only, you know, is his, and the Kamosha Biarnu is his way of almost saying Ede Mesira Ikar with the same kind of application. Okay. Either way, it is clear in the Rambam Perek Kavdalid, Hilchos Malva Halacha Vav, right, that this is a psul daraisa. It's not just, makas mardas drabana nagde. Edim shein yodim lachtom v'kara'u lahem niyor kalak v'chosmu ala rashum makados o makas mardas v'hashtar pasul. Right? There the Rambam uses pasul in, you know, not just, in Gittin he uses batel enoget pasul. It's not a rule that he applies, as far as I know, generally, you know, in other areas. So I'm not troubled that it's only Drabban. Anyways, the Rajba goes further, right? The Rajba suggests that in this case, even if you go the route of Edei Mesira, you should say Modu Rabbi Lazar, but Mezuyef Mitocha. Right? The Rashba says if you have, you know, this is question against the Rambam. He's saying, you know, what do you, again, probably understood the Rambam like the Lechemish, or the Lechemish understood it like the Rashba, we'll say. Right? So he says, I don't get it. So let's say you have Edei Mesira. If you really think, you know, that Edei Chasima, this would be Ma'akev, then you should say Mod Rabbi Lazar B'Mziyaf Mitocha. Right? Again, you could argue that point one way or another. But the bigger question the Rajba asks, he says, number one, Mimanafshach. Say Modar Balazar B'Zuf Mitocha. That doesn't trouble me so much. Right? Ram didn't say it by Hirchik, you know, Minaksav, either. You know, never mind some of the other ones, you know, Yachal Hizdaev, Kara Bezdin. We discussed it in all these cases. So that we're on the same wavelength. The Rajba asks a different question. This goes on, Baruch just walked out, but it goes a little more to what he was asking also. The Rajba says, I just don't get it. How could somebody have the language of the Rajba? He says, how could it be Pasul B'milva and L'shitaso, maybe even B'zuyach Mitocho, and Kosher Beget? Right? Either it's a Chasima or it's not a Chasima. Like, what does that mean? Right? So the Magid Mishnah says, no, that's what the Gittin Shiny Mishum Aguna. Right. So he thinks, what, that can help even on a pure Daraisa level. But if you ask me, no, the Rambam has mitigated all this. The Aguna part is just to explain again the Tikkun Olam and so on. But the Rambam's L'shitaso. It's exactly what he meant in Ed Shabbat L'mitaso Batla Kula. Ede Chasima, right? The fact that they're only Mishum Tikkun Olam and not even, you know, as the 50% solution of this din is because Ede Chasima are functioning second best to, but, you know, in the spirit of Ede Mesira, not as a Shvuya Shtara and not as, you know, simply Raya. And from that point of view, you know, anything having to do with the Raya Shabo is more flexible. You know, that's why for the same reason we prefer Ede Mesira, you know, we also adjudge Ede Chasima differently than we would in Dine Maminus. Well, because this is a Raya problem. So I think the Rambam is just L'shitaso. Okay. And I think that's what Kemosha B'Yarnam means. Okay, we're going to stop here. I just want to make one other comment quickly, and then we're done with this, and we'll start talking about you know, the beginning stuff. Just I want to make one more comment, and that is the following. You know, for the Rambam, if indeed this is the way that he interprets everything, so going back to Perek Tes Halacha Chav Zayin, we've tried to buttress this with Yochal Hizdayef and Kara Bezdin and you know, Yochal Lachtom, you know, and Hirchik Minashitim. Right, we've added these four Rambams also to contrast Hilchos Malva V'Lova in particular with Hilchos Gerushin. Right. But if that's the Rambam's read of the Gemara about Kolchem, okay, so one question remains, and that is, if the Rambam holds Eidah Shabbat L'Mitzvah Sabbat L'Kula doesn't apply to Get fundamentally, so how does he explain the line in the Gemara which says that the Nafkamina between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, right, whether Kucham is Mishum Tanai or Mishum Edim, is, you know, Edim Psula. Ah. So I want to say two things about that quickly. One is, going back to a Ha'ara that we made when we first read that Gemara, and that is, you know, maybe the Tema is not on the Rambam, maybe the Tema is on Rashi. Right? Rashi says that when the Gemara says in Afkamina is Edim Psulim, that it means Edish Abat Matas Abat Lekul. And I mentioned right away, like, why do you need to say that? Why can't you just say that if you assign 10 Edim, you know, and you only have 9, you know, or 7, so it's like having, you know, the needing 2 Edim and then having only 1. So it's not that it's Batla Matasa Batla Kula. The Gemara doesn't use the expression Batla Matasa Batla Kula. Rashi does. Now, again, just to be fair to Rashi, the language of the Gemara, you know, which is, you know, it, you know, kosher b'sha'ar, is a batla miktsasa batla kula kind of language. I think that in part motivates Rashi. But either way, one way to get out of this problem for the Rambam might simply be that the Rambam will tell you that what the Gemara meant is nothing to do with batla miktsasa batla kula. It has to do with the nature of how many edim you require. So then what emerges, though, is a very interesting argument. So number one, we've already discussed, like, why would Rashi, you know, not say that? And I was suggesting, you know, and Asher suggested something a little different, but, you know, that there is a conceptual connection, maybe, between batla miktsasa batla kula and you know, the nature of how Eidus works in different places, which I'm going to get back to in a second, or maybe... You know, that's how batla miktsasa batla kula itself works, as a kind of a kat without numbering, you know, but the kat, you know, falls and or stands, you know, on the kula part of it. Okay, there are different explanations. I should note that this is an issue that some of the achronim discuss, like the Karban Asano on the Rush, for example, and I think Maram Shif, I saw, also discusses this. When we say, according to Reish Lakish, that kuchem is mishamedim, right? For example, this is one of the questions that they ask. Does that mean that all 10 have to sign Lishma? Like, what do we mean when we say Kulkam Mishamedim according to Reish Lakish? Right. There are two possibilities. One is that what we're now saying is that what typically requires 2, here requires 10. And you can substitute one for the other, they're interchangeable completely. You have created, you know, in your little, you know, virtual world that the halacha is recognizing, though, assuming you can do this, I'll get to that in a second, you've created a requirement of 10 edim. So if 2 edim both need to be lishma, then the 10 edim require lishma. They're interchangeable. And therefore, the 10 edim would require lishma. Just like they can't be, you know, they can't be a shtar muktam, you know, and so on. So if that's the case, then it's very understandable to say that, you know, you don't need batla miktsasa batla kula, unless there's a connection anyway. All you need to say is, you know, you only have 1 8 here. I mean, you only have 9 8 in here. However, maybe another way to understand Reish Lakish would be that it isn't so different from Rabbi Yochanan. Meaning, Rabbi Yochanan says Mishum Tanai. And Reish Lakish also means Mishum Tanai, because there is nothing more than the 2 8 for this. The only thing is that Tanai, you know, implicitly requires not just, you know, Mishum Kavod, Milo, etc., not just these gabras, but these gabras, you know, simulating a role as Aiden. And therefore, they need to be Ksherim, Gabra, Aiden, maybe, right? But they don't need to be functioning as Aiden. So, if that's the case, you know, are they also ma'akev in that same way? Or is it just Tanai? Interesting question. Okay. But I do think there's another way to look at the whole thing. And that is in the following way. Is it possible, and this is kind of suggested by the Beis Yosef's, you know, read of the Ravid, is it possible that Mishum Tanai and Mishum Edim themselves, or Mishum Edus itself, is not just an umdana? Meaning, it's not just a question of what he had in mind. But, and this goes a little bit to what I was just asking about as well, do you really have the ability, like, to expand Eidos? So maybe whether you have the ability to expand Eidos or not depends on what the Eidos is accomplishing. So the more the Eidos is actually about witnessing or experiencing, you know, so if you want to add edim, it's like Moshe Lamad Davar Domer, Al Pi Shnayim O Shlosha Edim Yakum Davar, right? So the, you know, the Ramban quotes from Sajagon, we'll say it this way. So the Gemara, you know, in Makos and elsewhere, Hikish, you know, Shlosha Shnayim, and that's where you get Eishem Batla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Like, what is this idea of 3 edim? Forget about 10 for the moment. Let's talk about 3. So, okay, Chatzah Shokat, one possibility. But the Ramban, you know, first quotes of Sajagon, Al Pi Shnayim or Shlosh Edim, that the Shlosh mean Kabbalah Seidos, the Dayanim, right? And the Shnayim mean Edim. He doesn't like that for important reasons. So Ramban says, no, it means Eidim. I, Trey, is Kamea. What does it mean? Three? He said, it's always better to have more evidence. You know, wouldn't you feel better, more confident if three people told it to you as opposed to two people? So, of course, Trey is Kamea. If three argue with two or a million argue with two, two is still good enough because that's the highest threshold. But on a practical level, no one would deny that it's better to have three or seven or ten than two, just that two are still not overridable, right? Okay. But is that true for all things? Meaning, is that true for like something like Edekium? Or where the function isn't so much, you know, verification, but validation of some sort? Or, this is an interesting question to ask, if you take a more projectionist view of Reish Lakish, in other words, if the people are really witnessing it, so if you say, you know what, I want higher, more rigorous standard. I want three, I want ten, I want, okay, fine. But if it's about validating the presence or some sort of a, not fiction, I don't like to call it a fiction, some sort of a virtual, you know, some sort of a combination of the umdana and what they've seen or what they're there for, right? Is there a chalos in that case? So is it possible that gufa, whether you say mishum tanai or mishum edus, depends on how Eide Chasima are really operating. I mean, that gufa is part of our question. In which case, is it possible that the Rambam will say, listen, the Gemara says it's a nafkamina, Eide Shabbat, maybe means Eide Shabbat Matasa Patla Kula. But the Gemara is saying, according to Reish Lakish, there's Eide Shabbat Matasa Patla Kula. But Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like, would not agree that there's Eide Shabbat Matasa Patla Kula in a get anyway, for the same reason, maybe the reason he thinks it's Tznai and not Eidus, right? Because he has a certain, you know, Eide Mesira Ikar type of philosophy, you know, to begin with. That's Gufa why he thinks it's Mishum Tznai, not Mishum Eidus. Had it been actual Eidus, right? Then he would have told you there's no Bakum Tznai about the Kula Leshtar anyway. At least in the Shtar get. And that's kind of what I mean about the Beis Yosef, who was saying, like, for the Ravid, what's in the connection between Eide Mesira Ikar and Mishum Tznai or Mishum Eidus? So the Beis Yosef says, ah, maybe Eide Mesira Ikar determines the Umdana, whether we say Mishum Tznai or Mishum Eidus. But what I'm saying is, maybe Eide Mesira Ikar determines not the Umdana of what he means, but the lumdus of whether there is such a chalos. Okay, so that's that. Sorry it took so long. We'll start with a little bit of discussion. If you get a chance, there's an interesting Tshuvas HaRosh and a Tshuvas HaRashba about, you know, whether you need 14 lines in a get. So if you get a chance to look at that, that's, you know, part of it. I don't want to spend much time. It's Mem Hei Yud Gimel in the Tshuvas HaRosh, and it's Aleph Elef Reish Chaf in the Tshuvas HaRashba. Okay. Okay, well,